Rather than check to see how many times Alex had called and how many texts he'd sent, Jack turned the phone off, then stuck it in the nightstand. He eased himself onto the bed, then took a couple of pain pills and washed them down with the rest of the water he'd brought in earlier. The glass was old and familiar, and he felt a pang of regret as he looked it over after he set it down. Green glass, nothing special about it, yet it brought back so many memories. He could see his mom in the kitchen, fixing a pitcher of tea, talking to him and listening as he told her about his day at school or the chores he'd had to do around the ranch. She'd always been so kind and understanding that Jack had to believe she'd have been fine about him being gay. He'd spent many afternoons in the kitchen, helping her prepare meals or just basking in her presence. Losing her had almost broken him. For a few more minutes, he let his mind go back to happy childhood days. His dad wasn't in nearly as many of those good memories, but Chauncey Tucker hadn't been a bad man. His dad had been more like Rhett, stoic, focused on the ranch and less on the people around him. Jack ran one finger around the rim of the glass. He was surprised, really, that there were any of the old things left.